This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. There's a lot of noise out there, and there's a good chance your marketing is getting lost in it. But how do you know if you're actually making progress and just not giving it enough time, or if your messages are dead on arrival? Ag marketing expert Dan Schultz says when he works with ag companies, he encourages them to be data-informed, but not data-dependent.
If you make a hypothesis and all of a sudden, you know, you're 6 months in and that hasn't happened yet, then you have to have a real come to Jesus moment and say, is it latent? Is it waiting to be uncovered? Or is this something that we were wrong about? Is this hypothesis wrong and we need to tweak it and move quickly? And so as we're having those innovative conversations, I think it's important to look at it as a set of hypotheses, not necessarily a set of data-driven decisions. Because if you look at any one of these companies, Airbnb, 5-Hour Energy, like Red Bull, all these companies, they were doing things and saying things and selling things that didn't make sense at the time that they were being sold. And now they're multi-billion dollar companies. And so it's not necessarily that we have to be able to look back and say, the past tells us that the future is going to look like this. It's the past tells us that the future is going to look like this, but here's how we can potentially tweak that, potentially move that just a bit so that we can create this net new value in the marketplace.
That's ag marketing expert and category designer Dan Schultz. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.